This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't have to actually be in Hollywood to make a blockbuster movie nowadays. New York, Georgia, North Carolina, and a whole bunch of other states have a chunk of that action. But it does come with a price. And in North Carolina, lawmakers are wrangling over whether to continue the tax credits that have helped lure those big movie productions to town. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge reports.
North Carolina fought hard to get the makers of Iron Man 3 to film here. It was a top-grossing movie last year.
I got a great girl, and occasionally save the world. So why can't I sleep?
Wilmington Mayor Bill Sasso isn't sleeping well either. He worries about the blow his city would take if the state's package of film incentives ended.
And God help us, I hope we can keep it and save it for all of us for many years to come.
Iron Man 3 was filmed in Wilmington. So was the hit television series Under the Dome. Sasso believes subsidies helped bring them here, so he wants the state to continue its lucrative 25% tax credit that gives filmmakers up to $20 million in tax refunds. Not everyone in North Carolina agrees.
Tell Raleigh to put North Carolina first, not Hollywood producers. Stop the Hollywood handouts.
An ad from Americans for Prosperity North Carolina, a group that lobbies against excessive government spending. Debate over film industry subsidies is growing nationwide. Kevin Clark is executive director of the Association for Film Commissioners International. He says now is not the time for states to pull the incentives. Filmmaking brings jobs.
They're well-paying jobs. You know, they're usually above what the median income is in the area.
North Carolina, like several other states, has to decide what level of subsidy, if any, is appropriate. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.